Yesterday, we saw how storms expose shaky foundations. Today, we are taking a diagnostic approach. What do you do when a storm has shown cracks in your life? Perhaps you're in the process of realizing you've been calling Jesus Lord, Lord, but have been less than diligent in applying what you have learned from him. Take heart, you're not alone. Luke 6 verse 46 to 49, Jesus asks, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" This question cuts deep. But remember, the one who asks it is the same one who went to the cross for foolish builders such as you and me. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 10 states, "We are saved by grace, not works, so no one can boast." Yet, Paul also says, "We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works." Grace isn't permission to stay on the sand, but the power and invitation to rebuild on the rock. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 10 to 15, Paul states, "Christ is the only foundation, and how we who build on him will be tested by fire." God cares about who we trust and how we live. So, what does it look like to move from sand to rock? It usually begins with honesty, acknowledging where we've trusted money, romance, ministry success, or reputation more than Christ. Then comes repentance, deliberately turning our choices towards his teachings on conflict, sex, truth, generosity, forgiveness, and mercy. We don't obey to earn God's love. We obey because his love has already been poured out on the cross. Obedience, my friend, becomes our thank you to grace. As we wrap this plan, if a storm has revealed cracks in your life, you are not disqualified, but invited. Jesus, the master builder, doesn't just give you a shovel and walk away. His spirit helps you clear the sand, teaching you how to hear and do his words. Over time, your life, family, and church can become a house that withstands future storms. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you that you are both our foundation and our savior. We bring you the cracked and stable parts of our lives. Forgive us for hearing your words and walking away unchanged. By your grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, teach us to rebuild on you in everyday choices until our life becomes a house that stands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.